Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, my friends, and thank you very much for tuning in. We have a couple people who are on hold, and let me give you the phone number, 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, won't you please? 800-288-9227. We'll get to you very quickly. And right now, we're going to go to the Dallas Arboretum Report. Always happens on Sunday morning at this time. The Senior Director of the Gardens, Jimmy Turner. And Jimmy, I want full credit. You remember about 6 weeks ago, you said, man, I really could use some cold weather to slow things down for me. I take full credit for helping you. Aren't you proud of me?
I am so glad that you did that for us, because we'll actually have blooms now till Easter,
Oh, my gosh. I think you will. You kind of have the urban heat influence there of White Rock Lake and Dallas and all of that. So if it's going to be 28 or 30 in the north suburbs, you're likely to stay above freezing. I bet you're hoping, aren't you?
I'm definitely hoping, but we are covering a few things tonight. So.
What are you covering, for example, to give people a clue?
I've got geraniums and lobelia and osteospermum in the garden and a couple other early annuals such as that all the stuff we just freshly planted last week. And I've actually got some sun patiens and some New Guinean patiens that kind of filled some holes there, which they'll probably melt.
Yeah. Of all the soft things, you know what? Because of the way plants bloom and go out of bloom at the Dallas Arboretum, and your events go on and on and on, you just almost have to take a chance sometimes. And this is what happens. This is agriculture. This is why horticulture is taught in the ag school. We're no different than farmers. What is looking good right now, Jimmy?
Well, right now, everything is looking good. This is that magical week when tulips are in full bloom, the cherry trees are in bloom, the forsythia. All of my azaleas are starting to crack color and show really good color. So it's pretty much the whole garden is just one giant bouquet right now.
And that's why Dallas blooms happens from early March into the middle of April each year. And this year it runs through April 7, not exactly the middle, through April 7. And, you know, these temperatures, it's going to look pretty good on April 8th, isn't it?
Yeah.
it's gonna go on and on, I'll bet you. All right, now tell us about Encore Azaleas. Buddy Lee is a friend and a man who has brought some wonderful things aboard, and they have 29 varieties now.
Yes, every year he keeps popping out a few new ones. And I first got encountered with these when I actually started the Arboretum, and Buddy Lee and his group contacted me and said, hey, you've got azaleas there, how about we plant some of ours? Did they bloom twice a year? And I thought they were crazy, but they're not. Actually, they really do a nice flower right now. We get a few blooms splitting off and on during the summer, and then fall, right about September, early October, they kick back into bloom again. And they've done really well for me. As long as I give them some good afternoon shade, they need massive soil prep. If you live in the black sticky clay, this is not something you just go pop in the ground. You've got to do bed preps.
Yeah, and a really good independent nursery will tell you what to do to get the beds ready for them, yeah.
Absolutely. And if you don't like the water, don't buy this plant.
But you know, Jimmy, I have driven through urban neighborhoods taking photos in the fall of fall color and Halloween things like that. And even at the Botanic Garden in Fort Worth, I drove in one November to take Stephen Chambly some stuff over there years ago. And the azaleas were in bloom, the encores. And I thought it was impatiens. I thought, what are those purple impatiens? Because they were blooming so late. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, that's azaleas. Those are encores. They're fabulous. Where will we find them at the Arboretum, primarily in the Johnson Color Garden?
You'll see a lot in the Johnson Color Garden, but I actually have most, if you go down the Paseo de Flores, and they're off and on behind the bed there, that's actually pretty much my largest collection is up and down the Paseo.
You had to find new space for them, didn't you?
I had to find more room.
You know, they do parking garages for cars. You're going to need to do parking garage for your plants here before long. All right. Tell us about Dallas Blooms, whatever else we need to know.
Well, garden's in full bloom. Member hours now are at 7 a.m., but coming next week is our big Easter festival that we do. We have Eddie Coker on Friday. It's a children's concert at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. We have an Easter brunch, so you can actually come in the garden and have a buffet at 10:30 and 12:30, and you can sign up for that online. And children's activities every weekend. We'll have face painting, Easter photos with a live bunny, petting zoo. all kinds of stuff going on.
So when we say on January 1, you have had your last vacation day, day closed at the Arboretum until Thanksgiving, you're talking about Easter Sunday. You're open for that brunch at 10:30 and 12:30. That's really cool. All right, everything that you heard Jimmy talking about, plus educational events that they have going on, all kinds of things at DallasArboretum.org. Dallas blooms on Wednesdays. Buy one, get one free. That's until April 3. Now, the normal hours of the Arboretum, 9 to 5, Jimmy casually glanced over the fact that members who become members of the Dallas Arboretum Botanic Society get to come in early, two hours ahead of the crowd, and actually when some of the most beautiful lighting occurs at the Arboretum, and that's 7 o'clock, and especially as you get farther into the spring, that early morning lighting is beautiful, plus it's cooler then, so that's good. Today, we don't worry so much about cooler then. How do they find you, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Stick I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere in Dallas and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
It is well-marked, and if you happen to go on a day when parking is limited on-site, they have off-site parking, and signs are up for that. DallasArboretum.org, again, is the website. And what's the 24-hour information phone number?
214-515-6500.
Jimmy Turner, you are the best. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Come out to see us, my friend.
I will. You know I will. Bring in the camera and about 8 memory cards. I'll see you in the next week or so, Jimmy. Thank you. All right. That is sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry and my advertiser since 1995. Very proud of that affiliation because I know how well you'll be treated. I was telling somebody the other day the magnitude, the overwhelming magnitude of happiness that I hear back from people. You don't always hear back. You hear when there are problems. I don't get those kinds of calls in Advanced Foundation Repair. What I get are notes saying, I am so glad that you have them as a sponsor. I'm so glad that I called them. Thank you for the referral. Some of these are from friends, but a lot of them are from people I've never met. And they just say they were so quick and so honest in what they did. And they will do a very thorough home inspection. They will tell you if you have a foundation problem. If you don't, they'll tell you that. Now, one thing I am going to caution you, and that is don't wait until July to have your foundation checked. If you think you might have a foundation problem, they can tell right now, even though we've had some rains. They can tell. They'll do that inspection free. It takes an hour to an hour and a half. There's no obligation. If you do accept their bid for what it would take, you first of all, you'll find that bid probably is going to be a lot less than competitors. And secondly, you will also be given, at the conclusion of their work, a guarantee good for the lifetime of the house, transferable from owner to owner to owner. This is the company to call for foundation work. Get other bids if you want to. Talk to other companies if you want to. But if you want to just take my advice, you'll go directly to the best. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. I have used their services. I know of which I speak. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob. Let's go to our first call up for this hour. It'll be Eunice in Cedar Hill. Eunice, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
Mr. Sperry, I love your books and your calendar and everything.
Thank
I'm
you.
A firm believer in following your advice.
Thank you.
I live in Cedar Hill, where I got all of that ice yesterday morning, and I just had my yard scalped on Wednesday.
Okay.
Do I need to be doing something special or?
No, you just need to wait. The hail that you had yesterday morning, or sleet, I guess is hail, will have done nothing to harm the grass. The grass is quite resilient. You'll be fine. It really is not to worry about.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You make me feel better.
Well, I'm glad. That was easy. Have a
Thank
great day.
You.
Thank you, Eunice. Let's go to Gene in Dallas. Gene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a very sunny location that I would like to put some Nandinas in, but I don't want them to get much more than 18 inches. Which Nandina would you recommend?
I have two that I would recommend and a couple that I would not recommend. To get the negative one out of the way first, Nandina is very compelling, because it is so red in the wintertime. It's beautiful, but they don't tend to last very well. The two that I like very, very much and have at my home in several places and will be buying some more this week are Harbor Dwarf and Harbor Bell, either one. Harbor Dwarf is the older of the two. It is 45 years old. And it gets about knee-high. It'll get 20 or 22 inches tall. But, Gene, you need to do some selective pruning once a year in late winter to remove the tallest canes of any Nandina back to the ground. And that's true with Harbor Dwarf and Harbor Bell. But they are tall ground cover Nandinas. That's the best way to describe them. They're shrubs, but they're really tall ground cover Nandinas. They're beautiful.
Okay. The redness I'm not concerned about. I mean, if staying green, would one of these be better to work with the green instead of going to the reds?
Well, both any Nandina will have winter color. These have a more traditional look to them. You know how a regular Nandina will turn red and rust and bronze and and colors, and that's what Harbor Dwarf and Harbor Bell do. They tend toward maroon. It's not as shocking a color as the Nana Nandina. The problem with Nanas, for other people listening, is that their leaves, first of all, don't look like Nandinas, and they develop iron deficiency pretty badly in our area, and they have some other challenges. There's some other varieties that have been brought into the marketplace, and I'm still kind of holding my vote on those. But Harbor Dwarf and Harbor Bell, for the short ones, are two long-proven hero plants. I love those plants.
They're
almost interchangeable. Harbor Bell came along much more recently, and I don't know how much difference there is in the two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, either one would be fine.
You bet.
I appreciate it, Neil.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Randy in Flower Mound, Wayne and Garland, you're coming up next. Again, that phone number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This offer is not going to go on very much longer. In fact, not very much at all. So if you want to get the four posters I've been describing to you, this is not four poster beds. This is four 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock full color posters. And they're really just very attractive, large charts. They're really just very attractive one-page books. I never refer to them quite that way, but they're like having a book all on one big poster, because they, and I'm going to give you an offer that I think you cannot refuse here in just a second. In fact, I'll say it's a money-back guarantee of your satisfaction. Here are the posters. 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas. It's a huge chart with just a ton of facts. How tall, how wide, how what growth form, where are they best adapted, any special soil needs, do they bloom, do they have fall color, do they bear fruit, all of those for the best landscape plants for Texas, best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. Second poster, 100 Best Annual Flowers for Texas, annual color plants for Texas, 120 Best Perennials for Texas, and all of the known crepe myrtles. There are 120 of those. These four posters normally are $10 each and $2 postage. That would be $48. Your total price for this offer is $34 plus $3 postage, $37 instead of $48. But there's another thing added in. That is that you also get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. It's been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Every word written just for Texas, and it's normally $23.95, and it's coming as a part of this deal. A $71.95 value for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. This offer will not go on much longer. You must call before 11 today to make sure you get it. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Mondays 9 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 6, closed on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Let's talk about Sunburst Shutters once again. Let me tell you about a company. Let me tell you about the people. When they come to your home to measure the windows to see what ideas they would suggest to you for sunburst shutters. And by the way, these are plantation style shutters. Most of what they make and install, they are the manufacturers, and every one of them is custom fit for a window. Third window from the left, master bedroom, gets that bundle right there. When they bring it out and assemble it, it's that shutter right there, goes in that window over there. It's the way it works with sunburst shutters. And when their people come to your home, you realize immediately, I am really dealing with professionals here. They are very precise. You know, when you look at an opening in a home that's been taped and bedded with sheetrock, every window opening is different. They're different by as much as a quarter of an inch. Measure it yourself. Try your own windows. Sunburst Shutters measures every window, and they give you the options that you have, 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5-inch louvers. They'll hold samples up in your window so you can see what the look would be. My bet is you're going to say, I want some of that. And they'll measure all of your openings, all the windows, and they will give you the bid. And you'll say, I predict this. Please, make them, bring them out, can't wait, and you'll be excited. And then when they install them, it will almost be like you have remodeled your home. They're that good. They've been in business 25 years. They're nice people, super nice people, with a superior quality product. Made of polywood, so you never have to paint them. They don't crack or warp or split. These are superior shutters. They're Sunburst Shutters. SunburstShutters.com. Available also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Everybody, call this number. This number, call them tomorrow. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. Call them now. Leave a voicemail. 214-343-2601 is Sunburst Shutters.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Maybe I need some music like that behind me, Randy, to make me sound more believable and a little more friendly. That's beautiful. Yeah, I like that. Let me tell you about Whiskey Stone. Speaking of friendly, let me tell you about Mike and Derek Wisnan and their crews. These are friendly people. I say that often with my advertisers, and you know what? I mean it with all of them. They're wonderful people. Nobody's any nicer than Mike and Derek Wisnan. They're revered in the nursery industry. I have watched Derek grow up. Mike has used to do my All Texas All Garden show back before I sold it, and he is a leader in Region 5 of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. He's a leader at the state level as well, as is Derek coming along right behind him now. Since 1983, they have been experts in stone. This is Whiz Q Stone, after all. That's their company. 22 acres of beautiful, natural, I gotta have that kind of stone. Whether you're looking for boulders or decorative cobblestone, flagstone, river rock, beautiful gravel, whatever it is you want for whatever project, whether it's facing to your house, which I never talk about, or whether it's a new patio or a retaining wall, a walk, whatever it is, they can help you. And they have contact with the best landscape contractors in North Texas to refer you to them to have it installed. Visit their showroom, shall we say, their 22-acre showroom of beautiful stone at Whiskey Stone, 4501 East, Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Visit the website that Derek has created at whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, then a hyphen, then Q.com. Whiz Q Stone, 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, 817-429-0822. It's Whiz Q Stone in Fort Worth. We go now to Randy in Flower Mound. Randy, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. Hello, Randy.
I wanted to get your opinion on a tree I think that's getting to be pretty popular in the area, the autumn blaze maple. I was wanting a tree, a good shade tree that would get grow fairly fast. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I need to hear what else you had.
Well, I just also wanted to, if you got time, to answer another question about what nurseries have the best selections of Japanese maples and what the best bedding to you know, to plant the Japanese maple in.
All right. Let me tackle them. I think I can answer both of those fairly succinctly, and they're so closely related. The best maples for full sun locations as shade trees go in Texas, Autumn Blaze is a very pretty red maple. It's a nice one, and I think more people probably are planting Drummond red maple than Autumn Blaze. I don't know that. I don't have figures for sales, but Drummond red maple is one that I probably would expect more people to have and recommend. The two maples that are so highly touted in our area, Shantung maple is a Texas superstar plant designated by Texas A&M with beautiful fall color and very well adapted. And then also the big tooth maple that I mentioned earlier is one from the Lost Maple State Park down in central Texas in the hill country in Sabinal, Texas. Mm-hmm. And that one is adapted to alkaline soils, as is Shantung maple. So those are especially good, and I think might be just have one leg up on the various red maples. Remember that fast growth is not a good criterion for the choice of shade trees. You don't necessarily want to see that wording in a tree that you're about to buy. And the reason for that is that it implies weak wood and susceptibility to insects and diseases. As for Japanese maples, remember that they are small understory trees. They must be in total shade or almost total shade. Any sunlight after about 9 or 9:30 in the morning in the summer, we'll find them with scorched leaf margins. And so if you have that kind of a setting, then you're all set. They just need a good soil like you would prepare for any other tree or shrub. And really don't prepare for trees and shrubs, because big shrubs, because they have large root systems that will outgrow anything you prepare for them. And so you just kind of go with it. If you have a bed that, for example, an azalea bed, in the back of that bed where it's more shaded, that would be the place for the Japanese maple, or beneath a large shade tree, things of that sort. As to who has the best quantities of them, I don't know that because I haven't been to all the nurseries, but I would expect that some of the places that you would find them, I know that I didn't add earlier for Covington Nursery in Rowlett. There is a nursery in East Fort Worth called Metro Maples. They specialize in maples. They're open peculiar hours. You need to double check. They're not really a normal retail nursery. Then also Rubles and Shades of Green and North Haven Gardens, Bruce Miller Nursery, Nicholson Hardy's Nursery just west of Inwood. Those are places you'll find a pretty nice selection of Japanese maples.
What was the name of the place that specializes in the maples?
Metro Maples.
Metro Maples, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
So that's the start as well. Thanks for the call very much. Good. All right, we will come back to, you know what, I want to take, no, I can't do it. I got it. Wayne, hang with me. I want to talk ginkgos, one of my favorite trees, and I'll do it right on the other side of the news. We have time on the other side of the news that will be a longer segment, so just hang with me there. Talking about rubles right now, they really have done spectacular things. They have been around for 28 years. They started out at the Dallas Farmers Market, and they have just exploded with quality and goodness and beauty. My screener today, Jackie Peel, my phone screener is a master gardener, and that's why she is a phone screener, but she has a real life, and her real life is as a landscape designer at Rubles. And I just think the world of this company and what they have. The Rubles family started bringing plants from their local growing facility in Dallas to the Dallas Farmers Market, where a combination of plants and fresh produce was a natural. They had the plants, the fresh produce was right there. Well, they have incorporated that concept, the plants and the service they're known for, with fresh vegetables, fruit, and natural foods in one garden market concept at their brand new location, Rosemead Market. That's at 3646 Rosemead Parkway, just north of George Bush Turnpike. Listen to this next statement. I saw this when the ad copy was sent to me a few days ago. All 130 greenhouses at their plant farm are in full production, which means that all four Rubel locations are stocked with everything you need to start your spring growing. These are not 4 by 6 foot greenhouses. These are huge greenhouses, 130 of them. This year, Rubel's Plants was named one of the Garden Center magazine's 100 revolutionary garden centers. It just goes on and on. Here is where they are. Farmers Market, original location, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. I'll give you that one phone number, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand. Lemon Avenue, 6613 Lemon Avenue on the east side of Love Field. Rosemead again, 3646 Rosemead Parkway. They're open from 8 until 6 every day of the year. The recorded ad earlier said 7, so I don't know. But they're open a long time every day of the year. That's Rubles, rubles.com, RUIBALS.com, where Dallas goes for plants.
Now's the time to spring into your outdoor gardening projects and enjoy your outdoor living space. Whether you're cleaning, planting, or prepping, Lowe's has great values, such as Scott's Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed takes the guesswork out of feeding your plants. Shake Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed on your plants, and it will continuously feed them for up to 3 months. It's great for all types of new and existing outdoor flower and vegetable beds, trees, and shrubs. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed prevents overfeeding and burning when used as directed. If you're planting tomatoes, citrus, palms, or roses, Miracle-Gro has plant-specific blends for your specific needs. Get to Lowe's Spring Black Friday event for special offers. From March 14th through March 24th, you can buy one shake and feed and get one free. Don't forget, Lowe's Spring Black Friday is going on for 2 big weekends from March 14th through the 24th. Lowe's, never stop improving.
40 degrees at 10:32. I'm Jerry Overton in the 24/7 newsroom. Fire causing problems in Fort Worth this morning. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And our Weather in Touch forecast: sunny, windy, very chilly today. Winds are going to be gusting up to 45 miles an hour with a temperature high of 55 degrees. Tonight, clear with a freeze possible in outlying areas. We're going to get down to about 33. And then mostly sunny tomorrow again with a high of 55. It is 40 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch in the ClassicChevrolet.com traffic center.
635 westbound between Coit and Montford. Two right lanes are closed for road work with delays from 75 Central in the High 5. And in Tarrant County, construction on Highway 114 east and westbound between FM 1709 in South Lake and Main Street. That is scheduled until Monday morning. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
An early morning fire at an assisted living center in Fort Worth forced the evacuation of some 200 people, many of them elderly, this morning. One resident of the 10-story Westchester Plaza near downtown was treated for smoke inhalation. Many residents back in their apartments, but some were displaced. And a surprise visit to Iraq from Secretary of State John Kerry.
I'm pleased to be back. I haven't been back here in a little bit of time.
Kerry meeting with officials in Baghdad to express concerns about Iranian planes carrying arms to Syria over Iraqi airspace. No agreement yet on a plan to raise money that Cyprus needs to qualify for a bailout package. Cypriot officials and international representatives plan to meet again today, and a top EU official is flying in to chair the meeting as negotiators race to meet a deadline. Again, the high today, 55 degrees. It's 40 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Hey, this is Brian Estridge. Coming up Monday morning, we've got a mystery host at sports. That's right, Steve Lamb's out. Here's your hint. Our mystery guest, he actually washes Hal's car. That's right. We'll check your NCAA brackets from the weekend and some home cures for acne. We're trying to help Monty out. It all starts at 5 here on News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Spring is finally here, and so are the daily arrivals at Shades of Green Nursery. You'll find fabulous selections of cool season annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, shrubs, and trees. From the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants, Shades of Green can help you get started in the right direction this spring. If you're looking for some planting ideas and suggestions, be sure to give Shades of Green a call and sign up for a design consultation with one of their in-house designers. Prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, composts, fertilizers, and organic products. Their selection of beautiful pottery and fountains can add that perfect finishing touch. Yes, it is still a great time to have trees planted. At Shades of Green, you can select from over 40 varieties of trees, planted and guaranteed. Fresh from their farm, they have beautiful Shantung maples, Lacey oak, live oak, Chinese pistache, Mexican plum, and blooming red buds. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
All right, and that's exactly what they'll help you with. They're great people. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean. My first affiliation with Dalworth came 32 years ago when I got a phone call from the sales rep at the radio station saying, "Neil, great news, rejoice, abundant great news. We have a carpet cleaning service coming aboard." And I said, "Not so sure that's great news. We just had our carpets cleaned and it was a dreadful experience." And it involved a Pontiac, five people, and a trunk full of vacuum things. And it was a dreadful experience. And I protested a little bit, and finally she said, the sales rep, "Please give them a try. This is a guy named James Smith. It's his team. He is all about customer satisfaction. They will come and show you what they can do." And James came to our house, and he showed us what he and his crews did. And it's been a wonderful relationship ever since. There's no better company for carpet cleaning and for all of your flooring needs. To clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. Now, if you want new flooring, there is a destination flooring store. It's Dalworth Fine Floors, and that address, 6 days a week, they're open at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. We have bought from them. We've bought wonderful wool carpet, and we love it. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Go in and take a look around. As far as their carpet cleaning service from Dalworth Clean, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. Go to Dalworth.com to see all of the things that they can do. My, how this company has grown, and it's all still based on customer satisfaction. Dalworth.com, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. Again, 267-8433. Online, Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And it's back to those old phone lines. We're going to go to Garland and Wayne. Garland, this is Wayne, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, it's not the only time I get tangled up. So, yeah, I heard you chuckle. How can I help you today?
A few months ago, you told me about a ginkgo tree. You suggested them.
Yes, sir.
I looked around for them, and the smallest, the least expensive one was about $100. I'm known for burning up trees. I saw them online, and I could try them for 12, but they weren't sure if they were male or female grafted.
Oh! They're not. If they're $12, they're not grafted trees. You know what I would do is I would watch nurseries for them on sale, and there will come a time when you'll say, "Oop, this is my time. They're on sale right now." I do not, as a rule on myself, I do not plug my sponsors, but I have an advertiser who's very near to you there, and occasionally they'll have them on sale. I bought one there several years ago, but you must get a grafted ginkgo tree. If you want a ginkgo, there are other great trees that are much more affordable. The problem is that there's an expense involved in getting them grafted and then growing them up big enough to sell. They're not a fast growing tree. They're a moderate grower at best. But they're beautiful. I have two, and I wouldn't trade. They're probably two of my favorite trees in my yard.
Okay. The person you're suggesting, are they north of Garland, in Garland, or?
Let me off the air tell you, it's gonna take me a moment or two because this is my longest segment. Please go back on hold for another 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll help you there. But most nurseries have them, and most nurseries offer them on sale at some point. So I would say just keep watching, and ask if they have any smaller sizes. They're usually in 7 or 10 gallon containers. Maybe you can get one that's in a 3 or a 5 gallon container that has been grafted. You want Autumn Glory. Or one of the other grafted varieties, Autumn Gold. I'm sorry.
Autumn Gold.
I begin to get. They run together with all the red maple names. It drives me nuts. But anyway, they're They're just, it's a beautiful tree. Beautiful tree, and it makes a good third or fourth tree in a yard. Hang on. Yeah, it will put you back on hold, and as soon as I can get into a break, I'll give that word. Let's go to Rick in Carrollton. Rick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a agave. I was told it was a century plant.
Yes, sir.
And a couple of questions. One, I guess the main question is, how do I kill all these little babies that are sprouting up 4 or 5 feet away from the main plant without hurting the main plant?
Okay, now remember that they usually don't sprout until the mother plant has bloomed. Has it had any flower on it yet, any spike?
No, that's what I was kind of waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
I got this thing, it was only, you know, it was only a foot tall when I got it. And now it's probably 6 foot in diameter and 4 foot tall with a ton of babies all around it.
Right. Usually when they begin,
but I've got,
usually when they begin to show up, it is an indication that the mother plant is about ready to bloom. And when they bloom, then the mother plant dies and the babies come along and repopulate the agaves. That's the natural process. Normally when those small ones start sprouting up, they're tethered to the mother. They're tethered to, like, with an umbilical root. And so you can't put any spray on them to kill them. Plus, they'd still be there anyway, just as pointed as ever. You'll have to dig them and remove them. But usually when they show up, you don't want to throw away all of them because you're probably going to want one of them. You're going to
have to
replace
them. It's been having these babies around it for a couple of years now.
Right.
Three years probably.
Whatever. How can I help you? Beyond that, you're going to have to remove them physically, manually, and if that was the main part of the question, I think that's all I can recommend, because there's no herbicide you can use on them.
Well, that's fine. Do you think that this thing will ever shoot up that big stalk?
It does. They bloom after about 15 or 18 years. They will send up their flower stalks, and at that point then, within a year, the mother plant just kind of collapses. Several of our plants do that, and you just at that point have to start over, and it's just the nature of the plant. They're beautiful plants, but I collect smaller agaves, the tropical agaves, and have a lot in my greenhouse, and they're beautiful plants, but that's the way they all operate.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call very, very much. Let's go to Pat in Ovilla. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I tried to season and, you know, put in my tomatoes last week, and I know I have to protect those, but I also put in Esperanza and compact firebush. Will those be okay at the 30 or 32 degrees, or do those need to be covered?
They must be covered. They're subtropical plants, and they will freeze. The growth will freeze. Esperanza will stand a little freezing weather. You'll see it growing as a shrub or a leaning plant, however you want to describe it, in San Antonio, even though they do have light freezes. Firebush will die to the ground, and you don't, at this point early in the season, you don't dare let either of those be exposed to that weather. You need to cover them. An old pillowcase would work. Just open it up and tuck it down to the ground.
Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call very much. I'm going to take my last break now a minute early, and we'll come back to, we have two guys named John who are coming up on the other side of this break. John in Dallas, another John in Dallas, but with completely different questions. And then we'll finish out at that point. So if you have a question, if either of those guys were to drop away, then I might need another caller. And that number is 800-288-WBAP. And I invite you also to join me on Facebook and on my website. And for both of those, you'll need to know my spelling of my name. It's NEILSPERRY.com and Neil Sperry on Facebook. Get all four of our informative posters and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get all of that for only $71.95. Let me explain what you're getting for all of that. You don't get it for $71.95. That's the value. You get it for $34 and $3 postage. All right, so from that miscue to start it, let me explain. The magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, is written just for the great state of Texas. Texas. Our next issue is going to be so pretty. I just finished proofreading every page of it, and it will print within just a few days and be in your mailbox very shortly. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, 27 years we've published it. It's been given a nice national recognition and awards as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Now, the subscription that you will get also will come with all four of our highly informative colorful posters, 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock in full color, 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That's the best trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers. You want to know what the best second shade tree would be for your yard, something that doesn't get too tall? It's all there. It tells you how tall, how wide they grow, what their growth form is. All of that. 100 best annual flowers for Texas tells you how tall and how wide they are, so you know where to plant them in the flower bed, what months they're colorful in, when do they bloom, and what colors do they come in. That's important on color schemes. 120 best perennials and crepe myrtles, the complete variety list of all 120 varieties. All four posters, normally $10 each, plus $2 postage, $48, plus the magazine subscription, normally $23.95 each, $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. We'll hold that offer until 11 today. It is going to go away very shortly. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. They work with water, such as water gardens, koi ponds, swimming pools, water wells, and lake fountains. Look in your backyard. Is your pool in great shape and a joy to look at? No? Well, then go to Dixon Brothers with a pool water sample. They'll analyze it and make it easy to get your pool back to a sparkly, beautiful blue. Great deals are to be had on pool chemicals at Dixon Brothers. Check it out. Pool Life's professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex and are available at Dixon Brothers. Call Dixon Brothers for a service tech to make your equipment woes go away. They're licensed and experienced and will do a good job for a great price. Not sure which water feature you want to add to your landscape this year? Well, it's easy at Dixon Brothers. Visit the showroom in Mesquite and see firsthand, not virtual, water features you can enjoy at your home. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for information or directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs, or in jail, or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Arborological Services, the tree experts that your trees deserve. I have had the opportunity for the last 20 years or so to watch this company as a sponsoring company here. I have watched their people. I have watched their professionalism and how they deal with their customers and with me, frankly. One thing I really like about Arborological Services is you can't talk them into anything that they don't believe in doing. You can't tell them to take this or that off the tree if they think it's going to harm the tree. They are the tree. They become the tree's advocate. I say that, and I'm sure that if you say, you know, I just want to have the sunshine come in my living room window, they're going to hear you with that one. But for example, I wanted them to do some stuff that I thought would be appropriate for one of my trees. And Steve Hauser looked me square in the eye and said, Neil, I just can't ask my crew to do that. It's not the best way to deal with that part of that tree. I said, okay, I yield, you win, I'm fine, I backed off easily. They're that good. I really respect these people. They have 12 certified arborists, and that's more than I haven't looked at any other tree service company in Texas, but I can't imagine anybody has anywhere near that number. And they have college degreed people who have their master's degree in plant pathology, a couple of those, and four in horticulture and two in forestry. They know trees, and when they run aground on a particular topic, they will ask one of the other certified arborists within the company. It's pretty impressive how they operate. Arborological Services. Your trees deserve a piece of that. And the way you get a hold of them is by calling either of these numbers. If you are on the Dallas side of the Metroplex, 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In the Fort Worth side of the Metroplex, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at the Tree Experts. And on the web, arborological.com for Arborological Services. All right, couple of things very quickly. Join me on Facebook. Join me at my website. And for both, it's NEILSPERRY, neilsperry.com and Neil Sperry on Facebook. Join me this afternoon at 3 as I speak at the Garden Show of the Collin County Master Gardeners Association at Myers Park and Event Center in Northwest McKinney. The event's going on right now. It'll go on the rest of the day, 11 until 5 today. And the event center is north on Lake Forest. You'll be turning onto Lake Forest there right by the Baylor McKinney Hospital from 380 and go north about 4 or 5 miles. You'll see signs that will take you to Myers Park and Event Center. And I'll see you there at 3 today. That's when I'll be speaking. The Collin County Master Gardeners Association has donated an honorarium to Serenity High in McKinney, which is my request of them. And so thank you to them very much. We'll be indoors, of course, as will the big exhibit hall. And if you want to go outside, they have their gardens open and tours available. John in Dallas, this is Neil, and this is Fertilizer John. How can I help you?
Well, that's right. I've got for the first time in my life, I let somebody put a good urea nitrogen long release fertilizer on my yard just before it rained. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it rained 2.5 inches. And I just imagine I lost 50% of that fertilizer with that rain, even though it was slow.
No, I don't think so.
What if it's, you have to say about
no,
it.
I would think you'd be fine. There's no need to add additional fertilizer right now. The water departments of the cities ask us not, and I mean, you had somebody do it for you, and I'm not trying to slap you now because you took the time to bother to call me, but it is a good idea to control the watering in of fertilizers by applying them not when rain's expected, but indeed when you know you can water the proper amount. Yeah, I mean, we're neither here nor there. At this point, you don't need to reapply for another 6 or 8 weeks. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but I still probably lost
You may have lost some of it, but the grass isn't ready to use it now anyway. The bigger problem, John, very honestly, can we remain friends if I assault you with both barrels here? The bigger problem was that it was applied too early because we don't need to be fertilizing grass.
I realize that too.
Sure.
I didn't intend for it to be put out that early.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, I just thought I lost an awful lot of amount of that fertilizer with that rain.
If you lost any of it, it would be the fast release side of it. The slow release is going to kick in as the soil warms.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're fine. Life will be wonderful again for you, John.
All right.
Have a good day. I like your laugh. Thank you, sir. Let's go to a Chinese Holly, John, in Dallas. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, I bought a house, and it has some Chinese hollies, about four of them, that were allowed to grow to 15 feet.
Wow.
About 8 inches in diameter, with the first branch being about 4 or 5 feet off the ground. I was wondering if I could cut those down in any way and treat them with something so that I could recover them into bushes.
That is hard to do. How much new growth do they have on them now? Have they really started to grow yet?
Well, that's a 15-foot level.
No, I'm talking about new growth, new soft leaves that won't hurt you. Do you have those yet?
I don't see any of that, no.
Yeah, nor do I on my own at my house. If you're going to prune them heavily, it needs to be done before they send out their new spring growth, so you're still okay for that. I think you take a chance on this, John. I think you, if you're going to try to save them, cut them back where you want them to be or 6 inches lower than you want them to be and see what comes out. If they offer and fill back in, great. And if not, you had nothing to lose. I think you're probably going to end up with really ragged looking plants and you'll say, I think I'm just going to replace those. That would be my guess. I love hollies and I don't know if there's any way to train them up as trees where they are. If they're just too close to the house for that to be pretty, then you shouldn't. Yeah. But to have a Chinese holly, tree-form Chinese holly with a 4 or 5 inch trunk diameter would be a thrill for me. I have turned a couple of Nellie R. Stevens hollies into small trees by doing what you're describing. And I love them. I'm glad I saved them. But if they're too close to the house and they're too mangled in their appearance, then trim them and see what happens. But I'll bet they'll be very erratic in their regrowth.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with it. You betcha. All right. Leo in Denton, let me take your call. How can I help you? This is Neil. Hello,
yes,
Leo.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Real quick follow-up question to your agave cactus.
Yes, sir.
Caller. I'd like to call out some of those pups to transplant and give to some friends.
All right. Let me put you on hold and give your number to Jackie Peel, my screener. And I'm gonna give a call back on the air here to Rick and Carrollton who called us. We don't have any phone numbers for anybody, but Leo, you go back on hold. Rick, if you want to call back into the station right now, we will hold this offer open for 5 minutes. Jackie will give you his number and the number for you to call back in, Rick, is that same number, 800-288-WBAP. There are lines open. Folks, don't call with questions on that one now. We're too late in the program. 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP, Rick. Hope we can help. And Tim and Carrollton, let me see where I am. I have only half a minute. Nut sedge in a vegetable garden, you're going to have to live with it until you get your spring garden out of the way, and then you'll need to treat in midsummer with Image or with Sedgehammer. Those are not labeled for use around existing vegetables. Image or Sedgehammer, a roll-type mulch would be about your best bet. Folks, on Facebook, I'm going to be posting some weather tips. I have weather tips on my website at neilsperry.com, Coping with the Texas Weather, and WBAP.com has the map of where it will freeze tonight. Randy Williams and also Jackie Peel, thank you. Happy gardening.